The Yankees and A's playing a series opener in the Bronx. Masahiro Tanaka looking to bounce back after a couple of rocky starts, taking on Sean Manaea for Oakland. Both of these starters were brilliant.
Swung on a miss and Headley strikes out. Now the 3-2 pitch to Chris, and that's on the outside corner. Ring him up, strike three called.
Two on, one out.
Plouffe has it. Out at second, on to first. Got him.
And the threat and the inning is over.
Lowry batting, switch hitter batting left.
Is grounded into right field, a base hit. Here comes Rajay Davis. Judge picks it up. His throw will be late, and the A's have taken a 1-0 lead.
So here's Stephen Vogt.
Oh, high drive, right field. Judge back. And that baby's gone. 4-0 Athletics.
The new Chris Davis salute. Take it.
It looks like, Ray, we're going to see Gary Sanchez.
And he pops it up on the infield. Lowry, the second baseman, waits, and he's got it, and the A's get a big road win.
So the Yankees fall short and drop the opener to Oakland 4-1. Tough luck loss for Masahiro Tanaka, who struck out a career-high 13. The 3-4 hitters in the A's lineup were productive. Jed Lowry and Chris Davis combined for 5 hits and 2 RBIs. Stephen Vogt provided some insurance for the A's with a 2-run shot in the 9th. The slugger then spoke to reporters after the game.
We always like to make it interesting, don't we?
Yes. No, we don't.
You know, Casilla did such a great job right there. You know, he was really rushing the first couple hitters, and then he just started getting smoother, and that was what was creating so much movement for him tonight. You know, those are some pretty good pitches to hit, but they had some late movement on them.
I'm going to let Kipe talk about your home run, but as a catcher, I'm going to talk about what you did the 5th pitch of the game. 4 consecutive fastballs to Gardner, first pitch to Hicks, slider, settle the kid down, Manaea, he pitches 7 great innings. Kind of take us through that, why you decided to do that.
Well, a lot of times those guys, you know, especially on the early going, trying to find a release point. And when he misses 4 times in a row like that, you know, you want to give him a different look just to get that next, because, you know, he goes ball one on the next guy, and now it's scramble mode. So, you know, Manaea's go-to pitch is his changeup, and that's what we threw him, and that got him dialed in, and my goodness, wasn't he outstanding tonight.
Yes, he was, and he got the win, a well-deserved win for Sean Manaea. But offensively for Stephen Vogt, in the 7th inning, you hit a ball to right center field. Did you think you got it? Hicks caught it right at the wall. How close did you think it was going to be to a home run?
I knew it was going to be close. You know, that's one of the best swings I've taken in a while. Was able to get through one of Tanaka's nasty splitties that he had tonight. So fortunate to get that. I thought I had a chance, but that's the one part of this ballpark you don't want to hit the ball to, I guess.
But then a high fastball in the top of the 9th, and you definitely got all of that one. That had to feel good, and you gave the salute, which I thought was great.
Absolutely. You know, I was rounding 3rd, and KD and I have been talking a lot the last few weeks, and he's really helped me with some of the mental stuff I've been dealing with, and just to keep that approach. And there he was, right as I was rounding 3rd, saluting me. I had to give it back to him for sure.
You know, we talked up here, and we know that, and we just showed you a salute there, which was outstanding. But we talk so much about the throw over to first base, and a lot of times it will come from the bench, and when that happens. Now, we're up here saying Rosales is not going anywhere. In a situation like that, when you're behind the plate, I know you get the calls. Sometimes you start to think, do you want the pitcher just make an easy throw to first base instead of what Clipper did, making a bad throw, kind of set up the whole inning?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, you got to know yourself as a pitcher, I suppose. You know, some of our guys are better athletes than others, and so – you know, we had Tyler here, and that's something he doesn't usually do. You know, he's usually pretty solid throwing the ball over first. But, you know, obviously we'll take it. That was a huge momentum swing for us. And, you know, we had some huge hits. You know, Jed and KD came through huge for us. And, you know, Joyce, that AB is going to get overlooked, but it shouldn't. You know, working that walk, fouling off some tough pitches, and then taking a good high heater from Clip. You know, he gets you to chase those quite a bit. So hats off to the way we played tonight. And, you know, we're looking forward to coming back out tomorrow.
The series continues Saturday. Jarrell Cotton on the mound for Oakland against CC Sabathia for the Yanks.